Good afternoon. My name is Dan, and I welcome you on behalf of Seeking Our Inner Being team. Today, we are happy to receive Varadharayan.
Yes.
Dear Varadharayan, thank you for having accepted our invitation.
Namaste. Thank you.
Could you tell us if you are in contact with your psychic being, and if yes, how does it manifest?
Yes, I am in contact with my psychic being, but it is in fourth dimension. So it can only express itself in all my activities.
Mm-hmm.
So, and why I say I am in contact with psychic being is, I had asked mother to put her hand on my chest, and she put her five fingers and asked her to be present with me always. And mother did so. She closed her eyes for 2 or 3 minutes, then opened her eyes, and then she smelled so beautifully, and she nodded so that I know that the interview is over. That is one. And next, another time when I went there, you know, the physical mind always, a little doubt comes. So I asked my mother, the same thing I said, you put your hand on my chest and keep my psychic being open. This time she put just her index finger on my chest like this,
mm-hmm.
and she smiled. She took only one, not even 1 second, just 2 seconds, and she smiled. I know, you know. So no more asking whether I know or don't know. Even otherwise she should be knowing, but she just confirmed my perception.
Okay, so I understand well that you met mother.
Yes.
And at some point put her hand on your chest, and then you were in contact with your psychic being. Is it correct?
Yes.
And since then, it manifests regularly. How is it manifesting?
See, it is a question of feeling. It is not a separate form or anything.
Mm-hmm.
It is just a feeling of that mother is with me.
Okay.
So that way because I asked mother, let me speak what you want me to speak. Let me do what you want me to do. So naturally, she is the director. I am only the instrument. Because once she gave me in one of my birthdays, there is no greater pride and glory than to be a perfect instrument of the master. So I want to be an instrument of the mother, and a perfect. Perfect doesn't mean best, but if I have to sweep, I have to sweep good sweeper. If I have to speak, I should be a good speaker. That's all. What work I do is not so important for me. What work I do should be done as an offering to the mother.
Okay, so we are speaking about your practice.
Yes.
It means that since this moment,
yes,
your practice has unfolded as it was like your...
See, it was like a very natural thing.
Mm-hmm.
See, it is nearly 50 years that particular incident happened, mother touched my heart and all that. So it is almost constant. And also I strengthen it while as I get up in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I go to bed also I get up, because there are certain mantras for it. Mother has already given all those things. So I practice it. All these things keep me in touch with the flow of things.
Okay. And besides these mantras, do you have to develop some specific practices to be more in contact?
No specific practice now. That itself, see, when I feel this mother who is there inside, and I also always behave as if he's inside me and she is watching over me, there's no practice as natural as I am speaking to you or speaking to her like that.
Mm-hmm.
No particular effort is required. It's a very natural thing, just as breathing and eating or whatever it is.
And in this 50 years of living with this psychic being, did you notice some improvement, some...
Yes. First, which was my experience gets more and more confirmed with every practice. You know, when you do anything, it becomes a practice and it becomes very natural. I need not make any effort like that. So automatically it comes, and I mean, many instances happens almost practically. And not only that, I have seen that, because I always, before I start to go out, and I call the mother, and many accidents also, averted, you know, something will come and then just like a flash, it vanishes. I mean, I escape like that 2 or 3 times happened and all that. So it is very concrete, I mean, very, very concrete.
Does it mean that the more you practice it, the more it became spontaneous?
Yeah. Now it is almost constant. Now it has become part of my second nature, I can say. Only limited by my physical capacity to express. That's all. Otherwise, it's quite only.
And can you foster that it could again more in increase this relationship?
Yes, it will improve. I mean, it is improving and it will improve.
Do you think that there are still some difficulties or some traps in your spiritual path that you have to take care of in order for not falling or not being confused?
See, this is both ways. In all life is yoga. And unless only a very great Siddha Purusha, the person realized being, there is always a possibility of an accident or like that. So, I take as much as possible, but there is no, I have no fears or like this. Because I am very sure that Mother is within me and is looking after me. Whatever happens is for my best. See, my life is not for my physical birth and physical death. It is before my birth and it will be after my going away.
Apart this specific moment when Mother put her hand on your chest, could you share with us some very particular moment in your life that this psychic being was expressing?
See, to have the touch of the Mother is, I mean, one of the things when we starting off the spiritual life or coming to our will, I never imagined it will be possible to do that. But so many things happen, nice things in connection with the Mother happened to me, that it is really a miracle. All those things have happened to me because Mother has touched my head and blessed me. I have put my head on Mother's lap and Mother has blessed me. I have held her feet and she has blessed me. I mean, what else can you expect? All those things I never expected it will happen in my life. And not only that, whenever I sent my photograph, first earlier 3 days, Mother, on the reverse of the photograph, she said blessings with like that. In one of my birthday cards, she put with the love and blessings. So, and, you know, Mother has, Sri Aurobindo has said in one context, those whom we loved once, I never cease to love. So, that is his assurance. So he doesn't cease to love me. He is always there. He is taking care of me. So whatever has happened is for my spiritual and other growth. And I want to be a true, sincere servant of the Mother. Some servant means service to the Mother. And I'm refining my methods, you know, as you gain experience in things. So it is a never-ending process, so long as breath is there, it is a process. We learn. We should never cease to learn. That is, Mother has said in one of her talks or like that.
What could be the best qualities, human qualities that you came to develop in your spiritual path following this touching and this.
See, I always try to remember mother and dad. Mm-hmm. Whatever is necessary, automatically it comes. So there is no particular practice. I don't do at one point of time, I was fixed time meditation. I was doing 7:45 p.m. to 8:30, like that. After some time, it was not so necessary because I'm almost trying constantly, because when I take food, I offer that. Just meditation only. When I sleep, I am offering my night activities. So it is a constant thing. There's no particular time for meditation or something like that.
It became a constant.
Constant thing. It's really as natural as my breathing. No particular effort is required. Because again and again, mother has said, and those things in ashram also, it was put near samadhi, always behave as if mother were looking at you.
Yeah.
Because indeed she is always present. So she is always present. So when she is, so I try to avoid things which I cannot frankly tell her. So,
and it's not necessary to monitor us, it's not to necessary, help us.
Because I try to avoid, because when I see the mother is there, she won't like to, you lie at least, like to pose as a big, I mean, goodbye. And of course, when you say goodbye, it comes. I was in government, and then when I wanted to resign and come away, my mother said, if all good people leave the government, what will happen to the government? Yeah. Not that I was holding a big post or anything, but mother says, good, I'm happy. And my being there helped me in my contact with the government people, because, you know, each organization has its own peculiar way of seeing at things. So I know, so I am the chip of the old block. So it is quite easy for me. Suppose if you go to a government office, you'll think, what is this, what is this? You know, like, I just one glance, I can know what is what, are all those things like that.
So now a question more dedicated to our listeners. What advice could you give to the people who are listening to you, to us, in order for them to accomplish this?
Yes, well, I would like to say, try to remember our mother and try to do. And that is a sweet remembrance, always this is a sweet remembrance. If you don't remember, you will feel a pang. Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't remember. That is why I this happened, I could have avoided it. That's also an education, you know, so like that. And the same, I put the same question another way. Mother, how should I deal with villagers and other people?
Mm-hmm.
She said, see, you be example. Yes, it is my education. So immediately, I thought education minister, synthesis of yoga, essays and Gita, and so on and so forth. She just smiled and she said, education, not by preaching, but by example.
By being the example.
Example. You allow them to mix in your way of being, that is soul, your way of understanding, your way of feeling, your way of reacting. Then, little by little, they will change. And when she said little by little, she saw so much time, and she came very near my ear like this, and little by little, see, in Brahmins, there is this third ceremony, sacred third ceremony, even what we call it, Supanayanam. So the mantra is told to the, in the ear of the person. Like that, mother came and so near it was. Mm-hmm. Very near my ear, I could almost feel her breath. And so rosy cheeks, beautiful, and quite happy.
Thank you, Varadarayan. Is there anything more that you would like to share to conclude?
No, I am very happy mm-hmm. that so many of us have come to Auroville from yeah. different parts of the country. We are all one, and more, the more the merrier. The Auroville should be an example in conduct in everyday life to other people by our collective behavior, collective consciousness and all that. And it is certain, because Mother has said once, Auroville will be built by forces which are invisible to you.
So you can laugh.
Yes. And people will be made to act like puppets mm-hmm. in spite of themselves. So one can laugh.
Yeah.
And so, see, now it is Mother's, so to say, responsibility. We think we are acting, no, we are all puppets. We are made to act. That's all. That is.
Thank you. Thank you
so
very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this testimonial. If you would like to take part in this project on the inner being, or if you have any questions or comments for our team or participants, please feel free to contact us using the email at the bottom of this webpage.
This is Auroville Radio, voices from the City of Dome.